You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon that we've called for 18 plus years, Raising the Standard. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart, Florida. We have for 23 years, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And what an incredible name that God gave me way back. And I wondered about it when he told me to call or name the church. And I thought, you got to be kidding. I never heard of that before. But now we found out as the years went by, there's a lot of other places around the world where there's churches with the same name, Spirit of Prophecy. Amen. And just like a lot of other denominations, we hear the church of this and church of that, you know. But this was a very unusual name. So Don and I co-pastor this church, and we have for 23 years. And we have some wonderful people that's with us, and they've really helped us out tremendously while I've been through this painful thing I had to go through with my hip and all that. And so
you're coming through it.
We're coming through it. So hallelujah. So we're glad to be here with you live. This is, 3 weeks now, the third week we've been back on live. And so we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour.
Amen.
And we trust that you'll get something out of this. We had some exciting things happen with it last week, just talking to people. And people called and ordered the book that I wrote about.
Quite a few people.
God's prophetic calendar and pictures of the Messiah, because we've been robbed of those things that God wants us to know. And so we can only do so much in an hour each week, but we'll do the best we can. But we're going to encourage you, if you want more, to find out more of the things that we've been robbed from with the Jewish roots, you can get this book that I wrote, and we keep having additions to it because God shows us new things, and so it's wonderful to be able to do that. We offer this for $25 plus maybe $3 or $4 for shipping and handling. It's called God's Prophetic Calendar, and it also talks about the prophetic pictures of the Messiah as revealed in the appointed times. It's shown and revealed in the festivals of the Lord. They're not Jewish festivals. They're God's festivals, aren't they, Pastor Don?
They're the feasts of the Lord.
That's right.
They're God's festivals.
Right.
Yes, they are.
And He put them all in place for a reason.
Yes.
We know that there was a historical thing, but then we got to look at it and say, hey, what are you showing us here? And everything's about the Messiah. So the prophetic implications are amazing. And we have so many things that we've been robbed of. And even things that we hear in the church today that's forbidden knowledge, certain things we can't know. We can know. God shows us in the scriptures. Amen?
That's right. Well, you know, Pastor Gene, we've been on this radio program for over 18 years, and people are still calling us for the first time, the mm-hmm. first time they've ever heard. And you think, well, over 18 years, you think they would have heard us maybe once or twice.
Once or twice.
But you know, there's always somebody new calling, and it just amazes me that, because I always ask everyone, is this the first time? Some people, it's the very first time. Some people call me for the first time, and they've been listening to us for 2 years.
Or longer.
Well, yeah, or longer. So it is wonderful to get phone calls and to get encouragement. And to have people call and ask questions. You know, the reason that we're on this program is, like you said, to raise the standard. And when the Lord started sharing these things with you, because you were very interested in eschatology, we're talking about the end times. Jesus is coming back, people. Mm-hmm. We need to be ready.
That's right.
And you know what? We need to know about the feasts of the Lord, because the feasts of the Lord teach us the things in the Bible that reveals the times and the seasons. You know, the Bible says we should know the times and the seasons. You know, we're not to be ignorant of these things.
That's right.
And Pastor Gene, every single thing that he teaches and through this book, and it was through the Holy Ghost, it's the Holy Spirit leading him. You know, and there's more than one scripture to back it up. He
That's
has
right.
two scriptures, sometimes three, to back it up. And so we're going to talk about some things about the Feast of the Lord today. But before we do that, I want to mention, Pastor Gene, you know, the spirit of prophecy has always been here.
It sure has.
And so when the Lord gave us that name, gave you that name, it's because God wanted to reveal the spirit of prophecy
Amen.
To people. And a lot of people are hungry for prophecy, but they don't know about it. They don't understand it. They're afraid of it. You know, there's the spirit of prophecy. I'm going to read it. It's right here in Revelation 19, 10.
So we got our church name, yeah.
That's right. He said, this is what the fellow servant said. He says, I am of thy fellow servant and of the testimony of Jesus. He said, now he mentions the testimony of Jesus twice.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's important.
It's all about him.
And then he says, worship God. So who do we worship? We worship God. We worship God. We worship Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. He says, for the testimony of Jesus. Now we got to remember that. The testimony of Jesus.
Or can mean it's also his word.
He is the word.
That's right.
Jesus is the word. Yeshua is the word. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that word is, doesn't say was or has been. It's continuing.
That's right.
It's continuing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, if you look through the Bible from Genesis all the way to the very end, Jesus is all through the Bible, and he is the spirit of prophecy.
Yes,
he is returning. He did come once. He is returning. He did meet other people throughout the ages in the Old Testament. And so he is the spirit of prophecy. You know, the Spirit of God speaks to us, and we have the Holy Ghost now that we're born again. Those who know Jesus, who have asked Jesus or Yeshua into their heart, we have been given the Spirit, the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
As Jesus said, he said to his disciples, he said, I must go to the Father. He says, and when he goes to the Father, he says, the Father and I, we will send the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. So when we seek the Word and we read the Bible, we're talking about when you read the Bible, you're reading the Logos Word, okay? But there is a Spirit. So you don't want to just read it with your mind. You want to take it in with your spirit.
Amen.
Because when you do that, then you'll receive that Spirit of prophecy that comes only from Jesus, from His Word. He is the Word. And you will begin to understand, and your eyes will be open to the revelation that's in the Bible. See, there's no new revelation, but there's a revelation in the Bible that many people have not seen.
That's right.
And one of them is about the feasts of the Lord. And so when the Lord starts showing up, Pastor Gene, these things, he had to start studying the Old Testament. We have to get back into the Old Testament. Right now we're reading the book of Leviticus because we're reading the Torah portion, along with the Jewish people. You know, the first believers were Jewish.
That's right.
We just had a lady come here, and praise God, Pastor Gene's pick line was taken out. So we can all praise God for that. Now
yeah.
He's on oral antibiotics, but this pick line is out. And so we started talking about the Word, and she started talking about Easter. And I said, well, you know, Easter, Jesus died at Passover. And I said, you know what? Passover is not the same as Easter.
That's right. And that's a pagan holiday.
It is a pagan holiday. And so what has happened? Believers are confused.
That's it.
They're confused. Why are they confused? Because they have not been taught the truth. And who teaches? Pastors, apostles, prophets teach. And so what's been happening? Many have been taught a lie.
The wrong thing. And you tell a lie long enough, it becomes truth to a lot of people.
So people don't even put up Resurrection Sunday.
Nope.
No, they put up Easter.
Easter.
And they have bunnies who bring chicken eggs. Well, that's really cool, isn't it? I didn't know bunnies brought chicken eggs. And parents put out baskets so their kids can go and collect those eggs and candy. Well, you know, that's not what... Jesus didn't die for chicken eggs and bunnies and candy. No. Nope. He died for us, for our sin. Our salvation, that we might be saved. That all we have to do is believe on Him. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He's many, many things. He's everything. He's all that we need. So, and he celebrated every single one of the feasts of the Lord.
Sure did.
Didn't he? Every single one of them.
He's in all of them.
He's in all of them. And I'm going to give the phone number in just a second, because I know a lot of you are going to want to order this book. Like, we had several people last week call to order this book. And so I'm going to give the phone number in a few minutes. But I want to let you know, I explained to this lovely nurse, I said, you know what? I said, Jesus died at Passover. And she knew that. And I said, you know, Passover is in the month of Nisan, which this year it happens to be in April. And, you know, Passover is not until, doesn't start until the 20th, let's see. Nisan starts, it's always on a new moon, and that would be Nisan 1, which will be between the 8th and the 9th of April. But then Passover always starts, Jesus died on the 14th of Nisan.
That's right.
The 14th of Nisan would be April the 22nd, according to a calendar that I'm looking at. But I'm just wanting to say whether this calendar is accurate by the exact day. But the point is, the Bible says Nisan 14.
That's it.
And Nisan 15. And all of those days up till a whole week is the time of Passover and unleavened bread. So we need to know the truth.
That's right.
So we're going to be talking about Passover. If you've already celebrated the Resurrection Day, that's fine. We can celebrate the Resurrection Day every day, because he's risen.
He's a resurrection life.
He gives us resurrection life. And, you know, going to church just on once or twice a year on two pagan holidays is not your salvation.
That's right.
Your salvation is having a relationship with a living God.
Day by day.
Jesus is God. We can't be afraid to say Jesus is God. He is the Lord. He's the Lord and the Savior. So that's why we use the King James Bible, because as you read in the Old Testament, when you see Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, all capitals, that means that says that's Lord. That's Lord. And so all these scriptures that Pastor Gene has in this book, they are all King James. He doesn't have all the different Bible translations to try to make it look like... he's right. No, he just uses the King James Bible. And the reason we use the King James Bible is because it's not copyright.
That's right.
All the other ones are copyright. This one is not. This is, I believe, breathed by the Holy Spirit, breathed by God. And it doesn't, and it has, it's the majority text. And so we're not going to go into teaching on that, but he does have a teaching on that, a series on that, on why the King James Bible. So if you would like that, it's 2 CD tape, and it's on teaching about why we use the King James Bible and what are these other Bibles like.
King James Version stands alone.
The King James Version stands alone. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm going to give the phone number before we start teaching. And so this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. And, of course, we're here on this radio program every Saturday, Lord willing, at 12 noon until 1 o'clock for 1 hour. 1 hour, bless the Lord. And so we're also on the Internet, so you can hear us on the Internet. It's WCNO.com. You can download their app, and you can go back and listen to any of the programs that we've done over the last, I don't know how many years. There's probably several hundred teachings on there. And plus, there's a wonderful radio program. It's 24/7. It's around the world. You can tell your mention to your friends or your neighbors, or maybe you have somebody in another country and that you would like to for them to hear this. Give them the information, and they can go and listen to it as well. So that's a real blessing. So I also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart. On Friday night at 7 p.m. We have a Shabbat service, and we spend time seeking God's presence. So we have communion that night, and we have a Shabbat service. And what is that? We're not trying to, it's a holy day. It's the beginning of the Sabbath.
That's right.
And so by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost told us to honor the Sabbath. You know, and a lot of Gentiles do not do that. A lot of the church does not do that. You know, a lot of Christians do not do that. And, you know, a lot of Jews don't even honor the Sabbath. But Jesus said it, God set it up at the very beginning, even before the Ten Commandments.
That's right.
To honor the Sabbath. Yeah. The Sabbath day is the seventh day, and it's very important, and it's very prophetic to the end times.
Sure is.
Very prophetic to the end times. So that's at 7 o'clock on Friday evenings. And then we come together on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we have a teaching or a teaching video. And we close out the Sabbath with a dinner meal, and mm-hmm. we close out the Sabbath with the Sabbath prayers. And then Sunday morning, we come together to worship God, because the testimony of Yeshua, Jesus, is
the spirit of prophecy.
It's a time to worship God, and we worship Him. Mm-hmm. You know, He said we are to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We worship God. Worship God. And so those are things that we do on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so I'm going to mention the phone number here. It's area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007. And this book that Pastor Gene has written by the Holy Ghost, and, you know, we could just give these away, but you know what? People have to read it, and people have to study it. It's a college course, I'm telling you. All the feasts of the Lord, and end times, the Book of Daniel, Book of Revelation, so much information. Charts.
Everything there.
There's charts in the back.
They're worth 1,000 words. Those charts. Yeah.
Yes, amen. And so it's, you know, but if you get something like this, then you need to study. The Bible says that we should study.
To show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly,
that's the key word. Rightly dividing the word of truth.
That's right.
So this book is $25 plus shipping and handling. And so, you know, if you want to just write a check for $30, just send us that. And we would be glad to get this in the mail to you as soon as we receive the check.
Men?
And no, we don't take credit cards. So people ask me that, and so we don't take credit cards. So all you have to do is send a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Or give us a call at area code 772-285-7007. So Pastor Gene, we talked about the month of Nisan. It hasn't come yet.
That's right.
It's going to be, it'll come on a new moon. It'll come, it's going to be in April. It'll be April the, like I said, the 8th or the 9th, around that time. And, of course, we have Passover. Very soon, we have Passover starting at the end of the month. And we always have a Passover Seder.
Amen.
And what do we do with that? We have a meal, and we teach about
the Passover. What it's all about, prophetically.
Yeshua and how He fulfilled the Passover. You know, everything in the Passover is about Him.
That's it.
And what's happened? The church doesn't know why. They're ignorant. We need to know. But the Bible talks about people who want to be ignorant. He says, just let them be ignorant. Right? Basically, he said, let them be ignorant still.
That's right.
But we don't want to be ignorant. If you want to know the truth, the King James Bible says the truth will
make you free.
Make you free. So you want to be free? You want to know the truth? We are grafted in. A lot of the church, they think God is through with Israel. We are grafted in. And so we need to pray for Israel. And we need to pray that our country stands with Israel. Because if it doesn't, we will be destroyed. This United States of America will suffer. We will suffer.
They're already starting to right now.
Because it says that God is going to punish every nation that comes against Israel and His people. So if we don't stand and we don't come alongside of Israel, then, you know, we're going to pay the consequences. And thank God there are many Americans who are standing and who are praying and who do love Israel. Amen?
That's right.
So we're going to talk a little bit about Passover today.
You know, proof of what Donna's saying, though, about Passover. Look and see when the Jewish people in Israel are going to celebrate Passover. You know, Passover does not come before Purim, okay?
That's right. It doesn't.
So they're going to be celebrating. Now we're into April, the end of this month. They'll be celebrating the Passover. And some people don't know this, but we have this year is like we have a leap year this year also for the Gregorian calendar. We add an extra day. And with Judaism on their calendar,
they have an extra
they
month.
Have to add an extra month to their calendar 7 times out of every 19 years, so the seasons remain in the right place. Okay, so Passover was not just a few weeks ago. You know, they talked about the resurrection day. No, it's at the end. It's the end of April. So we need some truth. And thinking about what Donna said, you know.
So we're going to celebrate the Passover and the resurrection of Christ.
At the right time.
You know, like I said, you can celebrate Jesus' resurrection every day of
every
the week.
Day. That's
every
right.
day of the week.
That's
but
right.
But there is a set time. God has set times.
That's right.
And we need to know the truth.
But I was thinking about what Donna said there. You know, the Bible says when we know the truth, and Yeshua gave us the truth in the Bible, they would make us free. So this means that we got an area in the church that's left us out. This means to understand the Jewish culture, we have to understand the culture, the mannerisms, the customs, the figures of speech, all the history, and even the language in Yeshua's day with the idioms and definitions and uniqueness of the Hebrew and Greek languages. We need to put all that together. Otherwise, we won't know. But, you know, there's books available the Jews have written about the customs, the manners, what they go through, and things they do at certain appointed times. And all you can get the Mishnah, and it'll show you exactly each appointed time what rituals or ceremonies they go through on those particular days, and even the prayers they pray, okay?
You know, and even at what they call Easter, yeah. most people eat ham.
That's right.
Oh, my heavens. We will not be having ham at Passover. We do not do that. You know, it's like a mockery
right.
of God's word and his truth. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Most Christians don't even understand it and don't see it. They're nope. blinded.
That's right. Well, anyway.
Sad. But that's important. We need to know those things. Well, not that we're under any legalism.
You can find out the mannerisms and things mm-hmm. that they do at that particular time.
But we want to be pleasing to the Lord. We want to do what's right. We want to be holy. Mm-hmm. We need to seek holiness.
That's it.
Glory to God.
And some of the things we reveal, like I think about in Tabernacles, the events that happened there, when they put those 4 great big candelabras mm-hmm. in the court of the women, mm-hmm. and they burn those during the Feast of Tabernacles, and then they have another appointed time at that time that they call the Feast of Water Pouring. And when they do the water pouring, that's not in our Bible, but the Jews did that every single year for hundreds of years. And if you look at it, it's all a picture of Yeshua. John chapter 7 tells you about when Jesus stood up on that day and he said, you're going to have rivers of water flowing out of you. It was during the Feast of Tabernacles. And they had that ceremony every single day, the water pouring. But see, people don't know that because they don't know the customs and what was done at that
particular. But the water and the light, all those things
reveal Yeshua.
All reveal Yeshua. He said he's the light, right?
That's right.
And he's the living water. Mm-hmm. So if we can see all these parallels and how he's always been this, but that he was the rock in the wilderness
with Moses.
That's right. You know, we can see Yeshua all through the Bible if we would just open our eyes. We need to pray and ask God to give us a prophetic eye to be and a spirit to be able to understand and see these things. And you know what? Your spirit will wake up.
That's right.
What's happened is people's spirits are dead.
They're totally dead. Dead spiritually.
They're dead. Our spirits will begin to come alive. And you know what? When that happens, there's excitement.
That's right.
There's excitement in your life.
There's
excitement in your life because you see. You begin to see. And you know, when you see and you know the truth.
Is what makes you free.
And so you are excited, Ben, and you see and you say, oh, I found this out. Well, you know, it's always been there, but it's life to us. It brings light and it gives us life. And so we need to know these things.
To some people, just reading the Bible over the years, just reading the Bible, not knowing the depth of it, it almost becomes a dead letter with them.
That's right.
And Paul made it quite clear in the epistles what he said about mm-hmm. that you know, the letter of the law can kill you.
That's right.
But he said what? The spirit, what, brings life.
Brings life.
That's the rhema word that comes off of the word of God. We have a logos word, That's what we read. But rhema, living words, come off of that to see and understand what God wants us to know. But see, you have to hunt for some of these things.
That's right.
It just doesn't jump off the page. You have to be hungry for those things and not just mundane with all of it and look at some things. You know, we've had people buy this book I've got in my hands here, and a lot of the people never read the whole thing. They just looked here and there. But see, you need to look at all the appointed, when the seasons, even I do this, I wrote this book, but when the seasons come around,
Through the inspiration of God.
But when the season comes around, I open this up and I read the chapter that I had on a particular topic about appointed time. Because you can't remember everything.
Because it's God's word.
And it just brings life to it again. You know, there's life to it. And that's what God wants us to have life and not death. And that's what's so important.
I just want to read this because Jesus said this. Yeshua said this. And we got to realize that there's an enemy out there. And he wants to destroy the word. And he wants to bring things like the word Easter into every, and he's done a good job of it, hasn't he?
Sure has.
But you know, if we start speaking the truth, I want to mention this. We went through McDonald's last week on the way to church, which was the day that they said Easter, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to love people. People don't know.
That's right.
They don't know. And how are they going to know if there's not a messenger? Everyone who's listening to this and you begin to know the truth, that makes you become a messenger. So there was this lovely lady we paid to go through McDonald's to get us something for him to eat on the way to church because he was hungry for McDonald's, Egg McMuffin or something like that. And so she says to me, she says, Happy Easter. And I says, well, Happy Resurrection Day to you.
Sure.
She said to me, well, Passover, Happy Passover. And I says, oh, you know a little bit about Passover? And she said, yes, I do. And I said, you know, we're talking about resurrection. If you love Jesus, you know, I asked her, I said, are you born again? Do you know the Lord? And she said, yes, I do. And then she started to, I could see her eyes welling up.
She started
to cry. And then she says, will you pray for me? And I just put up my hand and I said, what's your name? And I said, yeah, I'll pray for you. And I says, I'm going to invite you to our Passover Seder that's coming up in, you know,
this month.
And this was still March. And so next month I said that. And she was just touched. And so you just touch somebody by just saying, see, I didn't say Happy Easter back to her.
Nope.
But I didn't want to
offend her
either.
Sure.
Because, you know, love, it's love that draws people. So I said, Happy Resurrection Day. Because I assumed she was, I said, I asked her, do you know Jesus? Are you a born again? Do you believe? Are you a believer?
She said, yes.
And she said, yes. And so, you know, and as we drove away, and after I paid her, she walked away and she was over there wiping her eyes.
Yeah.
So, you know, she was touched. So the next time I see her in there, I'm going to give her an invitation to our Passover Seder.
Amen.
So, you know, that's how you touch. It's one person at a time. One person at a time. You can't teach the whole thing at one time, but you can plant a seed. And that's what we are. We're all to plant a seed. So by me saying Resurrection Day instead of saying Easter, you know, I'm not going to compromise what I believe in.
Yeah.
And so it woke her up. It woke her spirit up because
Amen.
She came right out and said Passover. Now, did that come from her spirit? Does she have any knowledge of it or not? I don't know.
No idea.
You know, but see, it was, she realized I was talking about the resurrection. And so, you know, that's how we touch people one person at a time. But it says here in John 10:10, it says the thief. Now, we know who the thief is. It's the devil, right?
Mm-hmm.
He cometh not but for to steal. He wants to steal.
Kill and destroy.
To kill and destroy. He wants to steal the truth from us. He wants to destroy the truth from us.
Amen.
He actually wants to kill the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he not only that, but our lives as well. But Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
More abundantly.
When we know the truth, we will have abundant life because we will be true followers of Christ. We will be true followers and we will want to be pleasing to him and do the things that he says for us to do.
That's right.
So one life at a time. That's all it is. That's how you do it.
That's
you know?
Right.
And God will open the door. If God knows that you are, you're going to do what you say. A lot of people say things, but they don't do it, you know. If you're a doer of the word, then, you know, God will send people across your path
right.
so that you can minister to them. Because God will prepare the hearts. God prepared her heart to receive that.
That's
and
right.
so we just need to know the truth, you know. It's just here a little and there a little. So you need to learn about Passover now before it comes so you can really know that, you know, this is the time Yeshua died.
That's right.
He died.
And rose from the grave
a few days later. Yeah. He died on the 14th day of Nisan.
And rose on the 17th.
And he rose on the 17th day of Nisan.
That's right.
And he was in the grave 3 full days and 3 full nights.
Amen.
And so this is what we're going to be talking about this week. But we did say we were going to talk a little bit about the law.
Yep.
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do that, but there's, you know, if you want this book, give us a call. We'd be glad to give you some more information about it. And we just had to order more of them because, you know, people are taking this book and they're studying it. And they're actually not only studying it, but they're doing Bible studies with it. Some of them are taking it to their pastors, giving it to their pastors. We had an order this week, wanted to give it for his pastor. And so, you know, it's, if we are willing to look into these things, you know, God will show us and he will reveal those things that we need to know. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, we talked last week a little bit. We got about a half an hour left here. We might talk about this. You know, there's a misnomer in the, with all the teachings today in the church about law.
Law.
And remember, the law, the Torah itself.
It's good.
It's good. It's a teaching instruction for us. And so we have to remember that. But Paul wrote his letters in a lot of places. They put the word law for some different situations. But remember, Paul's day, we mentioned this last week, there's no word in the Greek language for the word legal, legalistic, or legalism. So Paul used a term of under the law and all that, which is taking the law and perverting it into a form of legalism. So chapter 7 is really a clarification, I think, of what Paul was trying to share about it. And the book of Galatians was written for the same purpose as well, because they had some doubt and where things were being taught that were not true.
The word law is mentioned so many times in this chapter 7,
that's right.
Pastor Gene.
That's right.
And, you know, when Paul knew the law, if anybody knew the law, he knew the law.
That's
and
right.
So, like you said, the law, it's, and you're going to explain that about,
right.
There's more than one meaning
we'll talk
of
about
this
it
word.
Here. We'll talk about it when we get there, yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go to chapter 7 with you. And I think we'll start.
I like what says in verse 12.
You're way ahead of me here.
Oh, okay.
Right.
But let me just say, read this before we start, because some people just might turn us off because they don't want to hear the word law.
Yeah.
Because they don't understand what the word law means, okay? First, the word law means Torah.
So in verse 12, you're telling the word law there is literally the Torah.
The Torah.
The teaching instruction of God, it says, is holy.
It's holy. So do we not want to be holy?
Amen.
Do we not want to know the truth? The truth is in the Torah. That's the first 5 books of the Bible. Well, Paul said the law is holy and the commandments holy and just
and good.
Good. And he also said it was good for us.
That's right.
So, you know, so don't just turn off this radio program because you heard Pastor Gene and myself say the word law. We're going to let you understand what the word law means. It has 3 definitions in this
chapter.
And you will see that the word law is used for each one of them.
In a
but
different
if you,
way.
If you will study the word and you read it according to the context, right, Pastor Gene?
Right.
You will see that there are 3 different meanings of this word. And why did they not put these 3 different meanings in here? He's going to tell you why as we go along. But just remember, the law is holy and the commandments are holy and just and good. And that means the Torah.
That's right.
The word of God.
So the word law here, when we talk about in the Bible, in the Greek text, the word law is the Greek word nomos, N-O-M-O-S. Well, they just lumped it all together. And depending, we always talk about the ABCs on this program. Always based on context. You got to back up and see what was said maybe before or after to find out what's trying to be told to you in a particular verse. And if we don't do that, we got a text, then we can take and if we don't have that, well, then we can come up with a pretext with anything we'd want to make out of it. And I've heard some unusual teachings.
What's a pretext?
Well, it means you can put whatever you think is right for what you think it believes instead of what it really says.
It's pretend, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. It's like you're pretending something that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do this. I want to, verse 7 in chapter 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid, Paul said.
No.
Nay, I had not known sin. Now, this law here is the Torah. I had not known sin, but by what? The law or the Torah. For I had not known lust, except the law or the Torah had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, he says, taken occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the Torah, sin was dead. In other words, we didn't know what sin was until the Torah was put in place. And remember this, the Torah was never put in place for salvation. We have to come by faith, and then the Torah teaches how to walk a holy life with God.
So where it says, for without the law, we could put Torah in there.
That's right.
For without the Torah, sin was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Until they knew the truth.
That's right.
It's the truth.
That's
the
right.
The law is the truth. The law is the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now let's go on down. We already read verse 12 with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look at verse 14 now. For we know that the law, now this is the Torah, is spiritual. Hear this?
That's it.
All right. But I am carnal, sold under sin, Paul says, okay? For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. So he was struggling with keeping the Torah himself. Amen?
So he says that the Torah is spiritual.
That's right.
And we talk about reading the Word of God. It's the Logos Word, but mm-hmm. it has to become spiritual to us.
A rhema word, in other words.
A rhema word, because until it's a rhema word, we don't have much of a change in our life.
That's right.
I would say the Logos Word is what would hit our mind.
Yeah.
But the rhema word is what would hit our heart.
That's a good way.
And without a heart change,
nothing's
going to happen. You know, you could say another topic. You could say you're going to do something with your mind. But if it hasn't become a heart thing, then, you know, it won't last.
That's
you won't
right.
do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's think about this now before we're going to be in verse 16 next. Think about this. There's three different definitions for the word law here, if we look at it real close, in the Bible. Now, it's all the Greek words the same. Well, we know nomos can mean the Torah. We're just talking about the Torah. It can also mean a particular commandment or a statute that God's talking about. And the third thing is can show a controlling principle in people's lives because people don't want to keep what the Bible has to say. So let's go.
A controlling principle would be what?
Well, anything that would lead you from keeping the Torah. You know, what your thoughts are, your opinion, what somebody told you.
Could be sin.
Could be sin, yeah. And we're going to find that out with Paul. You know, some other words in the Bible that have one word, I think about aner and gune, mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to look at the context again. It could be if just for a man, or it could be for a husband, looking at the context.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other one, it could be a woman or it could be a wife. So we have to look at that. And we've got in some real misnomers over in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, especially about the women, because they're looking at this as any woman. Well, there's only one person, I should say, that a woman should submit to. Who's that? Her husband, not just any old man.
That's right.
But let's not get into that. Now, verse 16, Paul says, if then I do that which I would not, he didn't want to do it, I consent unto this is the law now, the Torah, that it is good. Okay? Isn't that true? Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. It's a sin nature. And I've heard people teach on the radio that once you're born again, you have no sin nature anymore. The Jews call it an evil inclination. We all have a sin nature, and we have to do something about it. We have to walk with the Lord, believe His Word, and that sin will become less and less in our life. He says, but sin that dwelleth in me. So Paul had a sin nature just like you and I. And this whole chapter, I've heard people say, well, this was talking about Paul before he got saved. If you look at all the verbs in the Greek, in this chapter, they're all in the present tense. It means it was going on right there in his life day by day. And so he had just as much many problems as we did with it. Now, verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, he says, I find not. Don't we all have problems with that from time to time?
Yes.
Okay. For the good that I would, I do not.
Mm.
But the evil which I would not, that I do. Haven't we all been in that place at one time?
We all fall, we all sin, we all miss the mark.
That's right. Now he says, now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. It's a sin nature. We have to deal with it. When I get out of bed every morning, I have to deal with Gene and my life, and I don't want to walk in a sinful place any way, shape, or form. So it's sin that we have to deal with. The devil's trying to come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Now, Paul was born again when he wrote this.
He wrote all that. He was born again.
He was a believer.
Sure was.
And we're believers, but you know, if we say we never sin, we're a liar.
We're a liar. That's what John said.
It says that all in the book of John.
That's right.
So we do sin from time to time. We miss the mark.
Whether we believe it or not.
And of course, there's different types of sins. There's intentional sin.
That's right.
There's twisting of the word.
That's right.
Like it's like to twist the word to say that Easter is...
Yeah, iniquity.
That's iniquity. That's
right.
Twisting the word.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a sin that where we just miss the mark, or we make a mistake, we repent, we come from it. But if we do a sin that's intentional, that's different. There's three different kinds of sin.
That's right.
So that's different. But
it's
we
called
all
high-handed
miss the mark.
Sin, yeah.
Mark. And Paul was saying, you know, I missed the mark.
Sure.
I'm working towards perfection because the Bible says, be holy as I am holy. But Paul says, he says that. And Paul said that. I'm working towards it. But I'm a man like you all are. And I believe this is what he would be saying to us in just regular language. But I miss the mark. I make mistakes from time to time.
That's right. Hallelujah. So we have to deal with this person.
We have to deal with our flesh.
Our flesh. That's this person that we're walking in. We have to deal with it every day. Now, verse 21 says, I find then a law. Now, this law here, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now, what law would that be? Is that the Torah? But I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. This is a controlling element, okay? This is not the Torah that we're talking about. I find then what? A controlling element that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Well, where does that come from? It comes from the enemy. It can come from our past teaching. Maybe we've been taught in school or in church or whatever that's contrary to God's word. So we have to deal with that. Now, verse 22, for I delight in the law. Now, this is the Torah of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against. I see another law, this controlling element we're talking about, in my members, which is what? The evil nature that we have. Mm-hmm. Warring against what? The Torah, this is really the Torah of my mind, knowing the Torah and bringing me into captivity to the law or the Torah of sin, which is in my members. Isn't that incredible?
The law of sin.
The law of sin.
The control, that law would be the controlling principle.
Let's read it again. But I see another law in my members. This is this controlling element warring against what? The law, the Torah of my mind. I want to keep the law, but sometimes I don't. And bringing me into captivity to what? To the law or the controlling principle of sin, which is in my members. Then he goes on, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve what?
The law of God, which means
the Torah of God. But with the flesh, what? The controlling principle of sin. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Torah will never lead you to sin. Okay. So it can't be the Torah. Then we go into chapter 8.
And the flesh will never... The flesh is against the spirit, and
there's a battle going on,
and the soul.
That's right.
But you know that we
spirit,
but
and
when
body.
You know the word, he knew the word. So the Torah was in his mind.
That's right.
He said, "So with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, the Torah of God, because he knew the Torah. He knew what was right. He knew right from wrong. But
with
the
his flesh,
the law
this is the
sin.
Old man, the old nature.
See, and that would include our emotions, our actions,
that's
what
right.
we say, what
mm-hmm.
we do. You know, he had problems with people, and he probably didn't always say the right thing. And how many times do you or I have problems with somebody, and I may not always give the right answer, or I may not always say the right thing. So, and a lot of times we open our mouth before we think.
That's right.
See, if we have the law in our mind, if we know the word of God in our mind, then we need to listen to the Spirit that will speak to our mind.
Yes.
We need to listen to the Holy Ghost who will lead us into all truth. See, many times we open our mouth before we take the time
to think about it,
to listen to the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God will warn you. It'll unction, it'll give you an unction. It'll warn you what to say and what not to say. And even the timing, you know, a lot of times, I want to talk about this, Pastor Gene, for a second. A lot of times, especially spiritual people or prophetic people, which we believe we are prophetic, we have a prophetic church, and we prophesy over many people. Well, you know what? The Lord may show me something, but it may not be something I should be saying.
That's right.
And many times God will show you something because it's something you need to pray about. Because many times if you say something, that it may, if we could offend people. So God many times reveals things to us,
mm-hmm.
and because it's, you know, so that we would be able to pray. And he gives us the right words to be able to say to somebody to help them, to deliver them from something. Because many times if we know somebody has a controlling spirit, say for instance, okay, and I go out and I tell them, you got a controlling spirit. Instead, I need to pray for them and help them in a way that they will realize themselves that they have a controlling spirit.
That's right.
Where I don't, because if I just go out and say something like that to somebody, I could turn them off, they could get mad, and they would walk, they could leave, you know, and that then it would never change. So what we all want to do is we want to change.
We want to become
more Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn how to talk and how to minister to people in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And God gives us the right way. You know, he wants to control this tongue of mine. And many times our tongue gets out of control. So it's just that little member in our mouth. And Paul talked about the tongue.
Sure.
And how difficult it was.
James talked about it.
And how difficult it was to control it.
That's right. That's why we have the Holy Ghost. But one thing I want to mention here in mm-hmm. verse 25, Paul says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So then with the mind, I myself serve what? The Torah of God, but with the flesh, the law, or the controlling principle of sin. This word flesh is an interesting. Well, we have flesh we're in, but it's also a picture of the old man, the old nature.
The old man.
The old man wanting his way, what he wants to do, instead of what the Bible says. And we read over in Galatians chapter 5, where Paul talked about the struggle between what? The body and the spirit. You know, the flesh.
Flesh.
The flesh and the spirit.
There's a war.
That's right, going on all the time. And then we go into chapter 8, and Paul says, there is therefore now no condemnation. God's not going to condemn us
mm-hmm.
to them which are what? In Christ Jesus. Now, this is key. Some of the Bibles have this left out. Who walk not after the flesh, not after the old man, in other words, or what they want, but after what? The Spirit. That's the clue. Now, listen to this. Now, verse 2. For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit, this could be the Torah, but it could also be what? The controlling principle of the Spirit of God in our life. In Christ Jesus hath made me free from what? The law or the controlling principle of sin and death. We've been delivered from the power of sin and death by Christ. Now, for what the law, now this is the Torah, could not do, and then it was weak through what? The flesh, the old man, the things that we, our sin nature.
Mm-hmm.
God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He never sinned, but he was in human form like
mm-hmm.
you and I, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. In the old man. When he came, we've been delivered from that. That the righteousness of the Torah, this is the Torah, might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, or the old man, but after what? The Spirit.
The Spirit.
For they that are after the flesh, which would be the old man, which you want, do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You know, the Bible talks about the carnal nature. You can be born again and be carnal because you're thinking on the wrong things.
God wants to change it.
Yeah. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And that, now, there's a couple more verses. Because the carnal mind is enmity. It means there's a battle going on against God. For it is not subject to what?
The Torah of God.
Neither indeed can it be.
Mm-hmm.
So then they that are in the flesh, or the old man, the old mm-hmm. nature, cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh. Hallelujah. Our old man should be dead. I always talk about water baptism. That's the funeral service for the old man.
Amen.
But in the Spirit. I'll read it again. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Amen?
That's right.
And if Christ be in you, and the body is dead because of sin when we come to him, but the Spirit of life because of what?
But the Spirit is life.
But the Spirit is life because of what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. And then one more verse. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, who's that? The Father, dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh or the old man to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Powerful, right, Pastor
Gene? Thank you, Father God. And I think it's really key over here, Pastor Gene, what you said in verse 2.
Okay.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Mm-hmm. See, because I was talking about the Logos word, mm-hmm. it goes in our mind, but when it comes into our spirit, mm-hmm. it's the spirit of the word.
That's right.
And so it becomes, it's life for the law of the Spirit. And see, that's what we need, the law of the Spirit.
The controlling principle of the Spirit.
Of God, is the Torah of God, hidden in our hearts, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
It brings life.
That's right.
It's the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It brings us life. It's what will make us free from this law of sin and death. Mm-hmm. What our flesh wants to do, because we won't be controlled by our feelings, by our emotions. See,
right.
It's people say, well, just the flesh, you're going to do something, you know, you're going to slap your kid's face.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
That's right.
But you know how many parents slap their kids just without even thinking? They just whack their kids across the face or their arm or their butt or wherever. You know, that is the flesh. Well, it's not just the flesh, but that had to come from a thought or a feeling or an emotion or anger. See, so when you have to take, we have to have the mind of Christ, so we won't react in ways like that. And of course, that just came to me because so many people get angry nowadays. You know, driving down the road, people get angry. I mean, they cut you off, they duck in front of you. You know, there's just people, there's angry people all over. Well, we can see it with the political world. There's a lot of angry people out there. Well, what's happened? They don't know the Lord. They're not being controlled by the Spirit of God. No, they're reacting. It's a reaction. And so the flesh reacts.
The flesh, yeah.
The flesh reacts. Emotions react. Anger or outbursts. Those are all reactions. See, but God wants to have, if we have that spirit of the law, but the law of the, but the, but for the law of the Spirit,
it has to control us, doesn't it?
In Christ Jesus has made us free.
That's right.
From all these other things that happen in our life.
You got
it. See, we need the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. We need to pray in the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
We need to get baptized in the Holy Ghost.
We
need it.
To control
our
tongue.
I didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost. I was raised in a Church of Christ. And you know, I was born again. I got water baptized. But you know, I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I didn't have the power of the Holy Ghost. I didn't have the Torah of God in my heart and in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I had just made a profession, you know. But that's just the first step.
Right.
That's just the first step. And then we got to go ahead and we need to seek holiness, because he says the law is
holy
and good
and just and good
and
for
righteous
us.
And good for us. The law is holy and the commandments holy.
That's right.
And just and good. It's good,
good
for
us. Sure is.
We need it. It's our food.
So we need to put this in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put it in our heart. Just not you know, like James says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of it.
That's
follow what the Bible says. And you'll be a success, and you'll have less and less things you're going to do. But we know that we all fall short of the glory of God, and we sin. We know that.
And what it says in verse 16, I like a passage in this last verse. It says, the Spirit itself, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit itself bears witness, right? Beareth witness.
That's
with
right.
Our spirit. With
that,
our spirit.
That
so the
we
spirit
are
of God.
The
that
children
we are
of,
the children of God.
Absolutely. That's
wow.
It's amazing, amazing, amazing.
And then I 17. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him. We are going to suffer.
That's
that
right.
We may also be glorified together. So we just praise the Lord
right.
for his word.
One thing I added to my book, if you order this book, I got mm-hmm. Appendix 3 in there about the Torah. Is it valid for today? Is it obsolete? Has it been done away with? If you look at it real close, it'll tell you it's not. It's still a living word. And, you know, we don't do all the ceremonial things and all that, but there's a spirit behind the Torah that we need. It teaches us how to walk a holy life
the
with God.
The word hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed.
You know, they might take the Ten Commandments out of every school. That doesn't make the Ten Commandments
valid.
Invalid.
I mean invalid, I should
say. No, they are still the same.
That's
God's
right.
God's word is the same. You know, Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He said he came to fulfill the law. So they're trying to destroy the Ten Commandments, take them out, move to take Ten Commandments out of city halls. And, you know, when we do the Bible marathon, we have the Ten Commandments right out there on the ground, right out there on government property. We are not ashamed of the Ten Commandments. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have a cross out there and we have a Star of David. We love the Lord and we want to express that to every person who walks by that place during Bible reading marathon or anything else that we may do outside in the city. We need to be a light.
That's right.
And not hide ourselves. Mm-hmm. Not hide under a basket. Not hide our belief. Not hide what God has done in our life.
That's right.
So this book is so marvelous. And, you know, we're coming to that time of Passover. Now, many of you have already celebrated the resurrection of Christ. But Passover is the time that he truly did die. This is the time. This is the month. And you need to know the truth. You need to know the truth. And if you want to come to our Passover Seder, you'll learn more about the truth. And so come. We're going to be having a Passover Seder. And it's going to be on a Sunday afternoon. It'll be on the 24th of April. So if you'd like to come to that, it'll be in the afternoon at 3 o'clock. So if you'd like to come to that and celebrate Passover with us.
That's right.
And the true time of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Come, and you will learn more. But you can learn so much if you have this book in your hands, and it will just really open up your spiritual eyes to know the truth.
That's right. The truth will make us free.
Amen.
So this is the key thing. So this appendix in this book, the first part is the Torah valid for today. The second part I wrote it was the law brought to an end. Third part was on legalism. The fourth part was, has the Torah become obsolete? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, which is very key, I hope we understand this, is proof of the high priest replacement, Yeshua.
Oh, wow. And that's just the introduction.
That's just an introduction to that.
Oh, that's the introduction to the appendix, one of the appendixes.
Right, appendix three, the third one in there about the mm-hmm. Torah. So, you know, we have a misnomer. In fact, I will challenge you to change your vocabulary. I quit using the word Old Testament. What is it? It was the first testament. It was the first covenant that God put in place. Amen. And now we have a renewed covenant. Hallelujah. And I mentioned this a lot. The only thing that's changed in the renewed one is what?
The priesthood.
We have a new priest serving. No one ever served from the tribe of Judah, but Yeshua he's in permanent place now. The high priest was from the tribe of Levi, so no one ever officiated at the altar from the tribe of Judah, but Yeshua did. And the other thing is what? There's no more sacrifices. He fulfilled it. It's finished.
Sacrifice.
That's right. And the rest of it is all valid for us to put in our lives in a spiritual way. Well,
so
we're running out of time here.
He didn't destroy the Torah or
he
the law.
He came to fulfill it.
He came to fulfill that.
And give the true meaning of the words.
Put that in your heart. And
that's
he
right.
is the Passover Seder.
He sure is.
Well, this is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton. We're blessed to be here every Saturday, Lord willing. And you can listen to this teaching again on the internet. Go to WCNO.com and you can listen to it. Just go to Saturday and look for Raising the Standard, Pastor Gene and Donna Hilton. And pray that you'll be blessed by this. We do have services here in Stuart, Florida on Friday night, 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday morning. So give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. The phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
Hallelujah. So we tell you every week, you know, if you want a copy of this book we're talking about, just send in $25 plus about $4 for shipping and handling, and we'll be glad to mail that out to you.
Amen.
So as we close this program every week, we tell you to look up. Because your redemption draweth nigh. And what do we say, Pastor Donna?
Shabbat shalom, Sabbath peace, and rest.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the Spirit of prophecy.